This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
And Dave.
The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. We've had a bunch of calls tonight on Free Talk Live. I do love that. Let's go to the phones. George calling in from Nevada. George, you're on Free Talk Live. George, can you hear me now? How about now, George? Let's put George on hold and see what's going on.
Hello?
Oh, there we go. Yes, George.
Yeah, I got, can you hear me?
Yep. What's on your mind?
All right. Yeah, I got a question. Why is it that we continue to allow these dirty, filthy, conniving Jewish rats into our government? I mean, we all know what a deep state is. It's in Israel.
But wait a second. You have, are we proposing that all people that are Jewish are dirty, sneaky, and conniving?
I don't know. What do you think? I mean, that. I think you're
a bigot.
There's a little bit of Jew blood coming out of you. You know, I mean, you have that little part of the Jew inside of you, Mark.
I know you love to say Jew. Yeah. Would you say that if I was right in front of you? I don't know what you're saying there, but I'm afraid you're cussing. I wonder if somebody would say that to me if they were standing right in front of me. I don't know.
I think they wouldn't.
I don't think they would. I mean, you know, I'm not a big imposing man or anything, and I'm not threatening to punch his teeth down his throat, but I just wonder, I mean, you know, would he have the guts to do that if he didn't have a piece of electronics in between him? Let's go to Andrew in Colorado. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
As well.
Just calling in, I wanted to comment on another caller was calling and asking, what would we do in a libertarian society for hospitals and police and all that stuff? And I think you guys, I find it pretty obvious that as far as hospitals go, we'd have plenty of hospitals. There's a huge demand for it. And, you know, there'd definitely be nonprofits and churches that run it and private organizations, hospitals. But I wanted to touch base on the security portion of it because I felt like you guys left a little bit lacking in that explanation.
Okay.
If you don't.
That's the whole point of Free Talk Live is that you're there to help us to make a better case. So please go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I think it's more than just having a gun and shooting somebody if they attack you. Yeah, that's definitely important. If somebody attacks you, protect yourself. But I believe there's also a huge possibility and almost surety that there's going to be plenty of private security agencies that could help out with things like that. There would be people would form communities and say, me and my neighbors, we all want to feel protected and safe in our communities. Anarchists and libertarians aren't against laws or rules. We can still dictate in our society voluntarily that we want laws and rules and we want to be protected from psychopaths. And then we can hire some security guards to protect us. You know, we'd be able to fire them if they were corrupt.
I think that's a really important distinction. So, for instance, if your house gets robbed and burglarized, and in today's society, you can't sue the cops for your house getting burglarized. But if you had a private security company that you contracted with to protect your home, you could sue them because your house got robbed.
Well, you know, you brought up neighbors, too, which it's like this. Most people get along with each other. Most people help each other through voluntary exchange. And I don't know anyone who doesn't, like, go on vacation and say, hey, neighbor, here's the keys to my place. Could you do me a favor and turn the lights on every night just to make sure it looks like somebody's home and collect my mail? And the neighbor goes, yeah, sure. And then if you see your neighbor's, like, window broken, you're going to be the one to call. So everybody helps each other. Everybody helps each other in a society. You know, it's not like we're all on our own without Big Brother government. And I like your attitude, and I
I agree with it. One of the things about is libertarianism creates a better society. So I would say Social Security creates a worse one. I would say that this belief that the cops are going to protect your house while you're gone creates a worse one. And I'll make my case. So in the case of what you're talking about with the neighbor, mm-hmm. you have to talk to your neighbor and be nice to them.
Exactly.
In the case of Social Security, you have to be nice to your kids because who's else going to take care of you in your old age?
Well, you know, it's funny. Like, so here I am. I got neighbors. I live in an apartment complex. And, after my lawsuit and guns are legal, people come up to me and say, hey, how can I protect myself? And then my neighbors would see me coming home from the shooting range, and I'd have, like, an AR-15 and a box of, pistols and whatnot. And my neighbors are going, oh, you got guns? I said, yeah. And he goes, well, that's cool. So you got my back if anything bad happens. You know, it's kind of like, yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a sense of community that if you have a community and you have people who are connected with each other and you actually like learn to like love your neighbor as the good Lord said we should, the security thing becomes a lot easier.
And I think that's the problem with the state in general, is it perverts incentives. When you have a strong welfare state, they provide anything. What incentive do you have to be nice, compassionate, or care? You can go yell at anyone, scream your head off. There's no reason to be nice because you're going to get your food stamps, you're going to get your free health care, you're going to get your housing. So what incentive do you have to be a good person, be a productive person, and just advance civilization at all?
Go ahead, Andrew.
I just want to make one more point, and that point is that government does not do anything. All they do is steal from people and then pay others to do it for them. So there are already road builders, there are already doctors, there are already security professionals. All they do is steal and redistribute, and we could just use that money to do those same things on our own. That's my last point.
And do it. Thank you for the call, Andrew. And you can do it significantly less costly. There's nobody out there who's listening to me who thinks to themselves, well, the government can do job X cheaper. I mean, really. I've heard this proposed by the leftists that somehow the government administering single-payer health care is going to make it cheaper. And
I think that the asterisk. It's not that government doesn't do anything. It's that they don't do anything productive.
Well,
right?
So
what they do is they get in the way and increase costs, which is something that affects all of our lives.
Yeah. Well, who got us to the moon? It wasn't NASA. It was Grumman. It was ILC Dover. It was North American Rockwell. It was Texas Instruments.
I'm glad you're here because I have no clue.
Well, what I'm saying is like
Tang.
Like,
it was like Tang.
Tang was made by Nestle Foods. I mean, basically, who got us to the moon? Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, all those guys got to the moon, but it was private enterprise that did all the legwork because. Like you said, government didn't do it. Government may have set the goal, but it was like the guy on the line at McDonnell Douglas who actually turned this wrench and got the thing built. So,
and I mean, I think that there are sort of there's people that work for the government to do things.
Yes.
So let's talk about the garbage men for a second. You know, the garbage goes away. Now, I've lived in places where garbage pickup is private sector here, right?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. So garbage pickup is private, and I've lived where it is government run. And I can tell you that it costs about the same, and the service was significantly better in the private sector. The difference is that I had my garbage rejected. Oh, you put the wrong things in the recycling bin. Terribly sorry, we're not picking up any of it. Oh, you didn't cut your branches the right length and tie them in a bundle. Whereas with the private sector, they're just like, I'm picking up the stuff, right? They don't, they didn't give you any rules, and they're just going to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm sure that the county is getting money to give to the garbage pickup people from someplace else, too.
And then there's also different levels of government. I mean, some things, for example, public schools. I'm not against public schools. I used to be a public school teacher, but I quit being a public school teacher in large part, not fully, but in large part because the federal government kept putting more and more regulations on how to do my job with these No Child Left Behind and Common Core type mandates, whereas before 1979, we had no Department of Education, and yet we led the world in public education.
And it's what you're saying is absolutely true, Alex, is the government does do things, it gets in the way, and
yep.
makes things significantly more efficient. Inefficient, excuse me. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend 2 spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. There's no such thing as a free lunch. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
And Dave.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Try to make it easy for you. I think it's probably the easiest show on radio to get on and talk, because you don't have to be talking about what we're talking about necessarily. Just say, hey, change the topic. I'd like to talk about this thing or that thing. And that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about the Divi wallet. Their next generation wallet is coming, and it is on the way. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi, that's D-I-V-I, says you'll be able to send money around the globe with only a swipe, an instant exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and government currencies right in their mobile app with withdrawal directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though. Divi's already offering the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes. That means all you have to do is go to diviproject.org and begin downloading software, and they've got this, what they call the one-click masternode. And, yeah, the payouts are pretty good. I think it's at like 40% APR. That's pretty nice. DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I. DiviProject.org. Let's go to the phones, guys. Let's go to Mike in Gold Bar, Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing? I asked the screener if I could plug the owner of KBKW to start with, Boss Bill, for bringing us your show. And he does actually mention at 6 a.m. in the morning about you guys a lot. And it's a bunch of old listeners, but he does plug your show. And I hope someday, Tuesday or Thursday, you actually call him between 6 and 10, you know, Aberdeen, Washington time, and just say, hey, Boss Bill, it's us, because he would love it. It'd be cool. But anyway,
I think it's like right in the middle of the night here at 6 o'clock.
I know, but I can't see my sheet of paper. You're getting up for it, I promise you. I know. It just would be neat.
Hey, so when you talk to him though, when you call in the next time into a show, do say that I said thank you.
I will, and he knows that.
Thank you.
Anyway, he's a great person. Anyway, what I call, you know, when I first started listening to you, I was a little like, you guys are really hard on the government, blah, 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 and all this stuff.
We are.
growing up in Aberdeen, Washington, where Kurt Cobain grew up, I've talked many times, we've got the needle exchange program. They're spending $27,000 a month on a homeless camp at City Hall, all these little things. And this is a town that I grew up in. I spent over 50 years there, and I'd love to go back there, but I'm now starting to realize that it'll never be a place where I can live, and it's the city government that's doing it. And I'll just give you a quick little rundown on the wasting of money that is needed. 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I had a dear friend that was struck down by a vehicle in a place that should have a push-button blinky light, and she lost her life because of it. And I advocate for pedestrians. I'm in a wheelchair, and I'm very avid about, like, when cars just blow me off and almost run me down, I say things I shouldn't, all this stuff. But the mayor gets on the radio this morning, and they're talking about how, you know, they're doing pretty good with money. He's the new mayor. He's been on city council probably 20 too many years already, and now he became the mayor. Anyway, so they had this really cruddy – they have a really bad venue for city council meetings. It's like a low, squatty room that you might have a buffet dinner for a wedding or something in if you're on a budget. It's like one of those big, low-ceiling rooms. And they had a terrible, probably an old realistic Radio Shack sound system. And it was always a problem and always a problem, blah, blah, blah. Today he gets on the radio, and they re-upped and got a new sound system. Now, you know a little bit about sound, I'm sure, probably actually a lot about sound, and I'm a musician, so I pack around $2,000 worth of stuff, and I can play almost anywhere with 150 watts and good equipment. They spent $27,000. $27,000 on a sound system. If you look at the first YouTube video, Aberdeen, Washington City Council, there's one person at the meeting. They spent $27,000. And when I called and said, you know, you could have bought a nice portable Samson thing, you know, and you can find someone that knows how to set it up, they laughed in my face that I had no idea what I was talking about. I've been playing music for 25 years.
Right.
And with a little bit of equipment, I could light up. And I just can't believe the way they – it's for them. It's not for the city, the taxpayer. It's for them.
Yeah, I think they want to – they got the money and they want the nice system.
They want a nice sound system. And most of the time they're talking to themselves because there's no one there. So they're not doing it for their community, which I – you know, so now I'm like, I don't think I'm ever going to really go there except maybe to visit Boss Bill because he's so fantastic.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Well, that answers the greed question.
Yeah, it's easy to spend money when it's not yours, and that's almost always the problem, is the incentives are misaligned for government. When they're not paying the money, it's free money. It's like if you give your kid a credit card, wait till you look at the bill in a month, they're going to see everything, all the candy and ice cream they could possibly find. It's the same thing for government, but I guess instead of candy and ice cream, they're buying sound systems.
Right, and with sound systems, he's absolutely right. You can pay what you want. You know, we're sitting here doing the show right now on, you know, the equipment in the studio, that $30,000 he was just talking about, the $27,000, I think we paid that as far as equipment at the studio. But here in this remote studio, this board I think was $100. Actually, it's this board over here that was $100. This one's probably a little bit more, but you know, about $150. So we're managing to make this sound pretty good with $60 mics and $150 board, and things are going pretty well. Let's go to David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, done any diving yet in Marianas?
No, yes. I did go to the diving location called the Grotto, but I didn't have equipment or anything like that. I'm kind of waiting for my wife, who has been a dive master in, several times, to come. Where'd you go?
I went to Lalau, Lalau Bay, couple of times. Very good diving out here. The water is pretty crystal clear.
You could do quite a bit with just snorkeling here.
Oh yeah, I've snorkeled a lot. But then, you know, I got a guy that he's a diving instructor who is getting me through my PADI certification right now. It's pretty awesome.
What about the tank? There's like a Sherman tank out there.
Oh, no, there's a whole bunch of stuff in the water. Like in the lagoon, you got 3 Sherman tanks. You got a couple of Higgins boats. You go up a little bit more between Monongaha and Lower Base, you got a sunken Japanese cargo ship. And there's a couple of airplanes.
It's a B-27 somewhere too, isn't it?
I don't think it's a B-27. I think it's actually a Japanese bomber. And then you got a Zero somewhere. There's actually, if you go to American Memorial Park, which is the National Park Service, they've got available publications. They'll tell you where everything's at.
Very interesting.
And then, you know, just walking around the island, there's a couple of Japanese tanks that are just sitting around that have been
painted up.
Yeah. Well, you know, like they had moved them from their original place. Now you got gun emplacements on the beach that you know most of them are kind of covered up, but a lot of World War II stuff floating around. Some unexploded ordnance, which you know my company has helped remove a lot of it.
David, hold the line if you would.
Go ahead.
I know you just asked about diving and
sorry.
It's something I want to talk about.
It's awesome.
I do love the island here. This is so gorgeous, and so many things about it make it a wonderful place to be in the winter, that's for sure. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Attorney General Bill Barr wants President Trump to stop tweeting about the Justice Department. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, Barr also says it's hard for him to do his job.
To have public statements and tweets made about the department, our people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
President Trump is one step closer to having his war powers against Iran limited. The Senate voted on a resolution to prevent the president from launching military strikes without congressional approval. It comes 6 weeks after he ordered an airstrike that killed Iran's top general. The bill now heads to the Democratic-controlled Congress later this month. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. I will finish, I promise, this interview with Dave Reddick about how you freed up gun rights a bit here on the North Mariana Islands, and thank you for that. It's heroic to step up and do those sorts of things. And I would encourage everybody to, when you have that opportunity in life, and you'll be presented with one, stand up rather than sitting down and doing what the government says. The number, 855-450-3733, 55-453. Ian is telling me that I was unclear during the Divi ad, that I used the term APR, which I was intending to describe the annual percentage rate that has been the payout from Divi in the past. It's around 40%. But that's certainly no indication of how things are going to go in the future. If you think I can tell you what the price of Bitcoin or Divi or any cryptocurrency is going to be tomorrow, well, you're just looking in the wrong place. And I would also go this far. If you believe that anybody can tell you the price of Bitcoin is going to be tomorrow, they are also lying to you. Let me tell you about Edge Wallet, though. I can tell you this. The best wallet to possess and use for cryptocurrencies is the Edge Wallet. And the Edge wallet allows you to store almost all the cryptocurrencies out there, just the, you know, many of the big names. Hopefully Divi will be there soon, too. But Edge wallet is available to you at your app stores. The it's either an IO or Android or whatever it is, Apple and Android. And you can get it in all the different forms. And it's easier to use because it's just a username and password as opposed to the long mnemonic, what they call it, a bunch of words that secures the wallet. You can use that if that's what you want to do. You can go in and use the advanced features. But other than that, Divi is it's a really great wallet. You can hold your crypto, spend from there. You can even trade in there. Basically, it is everything you need in a wallet, all in one, to control your digital life. It's just go to Edge, E-D-G-E, edge.app, edge.app. It's that simple to get the wallet, edge.app. Let's go back to David, who was calling in from New Mexico and asked us about diving, and then off we went talking about diving here in the Northern Mariana Islands, which is a great place for that. So go ahead, David.
Yeah, on guns and sheriffs and red flag laws. But last thing on the diving, though, is how do you spell that whatever, low, lilao, whatever
La-la.
The day was?
L-A-O?
L-A-O. L-A-O, L-A-O. That's one of the La-la. Things that's around here is people will say words that I'm like, whoa, Mount top of what?
Which has three spellings.
Right. Even capital O can be spelled or an O
yeah.
here.
Oh yeah,
but there's a lot of dive shops here. There's a lot of people who will take you diving, and there's a lot of dive spots.
Yep,
cool.
There's a man named I can't remember what his name was. It was Captain Concepcion who found most of the dive spots.
Yeah.
In the past, but anyway, go ahead, Dave.
The guy who takes me, his name is Sergei. He's a former Soviet frogman from the Spetsnaz.
So, Sergei Vokilio.
Sergei, he's a pretty cool guy. And then you got other dive master. You got about, I would say, maybe about 30 or 40 dive shops here.
David, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd like to check it out sometime. This New Mexico sheriff thing and sheriffs all over the country, actually, Virginia and elsewhere, if a person searches online, constitutional sheriff movement, because there's a lot of these guys that are taking a stand against these red flag laws and other gun laws. A couple interesting points is the New Mexico legislature that's still meeting, when they opened for business this 30-day session a couple weeks back, they barred all of the sheriffs from entering the capital of the legislature as long as they were carrying their duty weapons. The sheriffs had to disarm if they wanted to come into the capital.
Really?
Because of chain. Yeah. So law enforcement had to disarm from their duty weapons in order to enter the legislature, which was a first. They implemented that this year, and then
cops can usually just carry their guns into courtrooms and pretty much any government building. It's very rare for them to have their guns taken from them, in my experience.
Well, I think this is a good law because it's going to change their mindset, right? Normally when they see gun law, that doesn't apply to me. Who cares? But now they're going to start to think about guns because it applies to them as well.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Most law enforcement people I know are pro Second Amendment, regardless.
Well, it depends on your
state.
Depends on the area, really. Not in New York State, they're not.
Yeah. Well, I know in Albuquerque, in the city, the Albuquerque Police Department, they're against restricting law-abiding citizens from having guns, so they're against gun laws. The majority of them, anyway. But the interesting, there's one guy in particular. Latest news came out today, I think it was. And you can find this one if you want to. New Mexico sheriff vows to go to jail over proposed gun law. The legislature, when the sheriff stood up to the legislature and said that if you pass that red flag law, we're not enforcing it, the legislature then amended their proposed bill to put in a liability provision that if the sheriff refuses to, or any law enforcement refuses to enforce the red flag law that the legislature intends to pass, that they would write in the law, they were going to write in there how the sheriff, the law enforcement person refusing to enforce the red red flag law could then be sued for anything that happened if they refuse to enforce the law the legislature passed. And this guy is saying Southeastern New Mexico sheriff is vowing to go to jail and risk his seat rather than enforce proposed red flag law. Lee County Sheriff Corey Helton said that. And so he said...
Do you know how the Constitution in New Mexico treats guns? Do you have the right to keep and bear arms in your Constitution?
Yes, we do. So it's a double violation by our legislature. They're violating the U.S. Constitution by writing a red flag law, and they're violating the New Mexico Constitution as well, because they do have that clause in there.
I don't know what it says in New Hampshire, in New Mexico, or any other constitution, but I know in New Hampshire it says that every man, specific, has the right to keep and bear arms in protection of himself, his family, his community, and the state, or something like that. And as if that's what I'm dying to do, is protect the state somehow. But it's really clear that every man has the right, and then they have these laws that disallow felons from owning guns. And how can you have these two things written?
I think what really needs to be done, no matter where we're at, is we need to start suing these people.
I agree.
I don't want to toot my horn.
You can toot.
I got angry, and I sued. Another friend of mine here got angry, and he sued, and...
Dave, thanks for the call.
Yeah, we got to get involved with the Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America, NRA, whatever organizations, form our own. And I think the best way to handle this is to take these legislators to court and win there.
And you've done that, right?
Right. You have done that
successfully.
What are the rights of gun owners in Mariana Islands as the Constitution says? Is there anything in the Constitution?
Well, there's no C in my Constitution right to keep and bear arms.
Okay.
But the covenant, which is the treaty that created the CNMI, the covenant basically says that the Second Amendment is in force, as if this was one of the many states. And we have, you know, not a very big gun culture here, so I think that's why it took so long. And there's also sort of the mentality of, the nail that stands up the highest
gets pounded
in.
Yeah, yes. I'm curious about, you know, we know what that basically all the guns were illegal here in what you call the CNMI, the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands,
right,
or Saipan, which is what pretty much everybody else says. But I want to find out what's legal now. The number, 855-450-3733, or the Discord lines, discord.freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Final segment. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. The number, 855-450-3733. We brought Dave Riddick on here to talk about his lawsuit against the, the Sheriff's Department of...
Well, it was the Department of Public Safety.
Okay, so yeah, the cops.
And the Customs Department.
And what we did find out is that, you know, we found a little history about the Northern Mariana Islands, Saipan, these sorts of things. We also found out that basically everything was illegal here. You could have 22 rifles, but you had to store it at your house and, you know, the ammo in separate rooms. They made it just as difficult as they possibly could. They signed a piece of paper, this compact that they have, that said that the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution is enforced here, and that means that you have the right to keep and bear arms. But nobody really fought it at any point. You had a terrible incident. You're a disabled veteran. You're away at work. Your wife was beaten up by some guy who broke into a home invader for no apparent reason, senseless crime, and you didn't feel you didn't feel safe. You couldn't defend yourself, and you didn't feel the police department gave you justice on that.
Right.
So you wanted to be able to have a gun. You wrote a letter to the
local paper, Saipan Tribune,
right, and then the Second Amendment Foundation saw the letter and they helped you put together a lawsuit. Tell me about it.
Well, it took about 6 years.
Swift sword, huh?
Well, it took like a couple years to get an attorney that would handle my case locally, and then once things got started, I had to apply for a pistol license, and so did my wife. And what was awesome about it, well, it's like my wife, well, my ex-wife, she's not a U.S. citizen, but there have been many cases that a legal U.S. Resident who is an immigrant can't have a firearm for self-defense because it's a fundamental right. And so she and I both applied for a gun license. Somebody from the Second Amendment Foundation donated a couple of firearms because it was illegal for me to purchase one, but there was no law against getting gifted one.
Huh.
So we applied. They denied it. They sat on it for like 6 months. They wouldn't even like touch it. And then we didn't actually physically get the guns until the suit was over.
They usually have to be sent from one what they call FFL.
Yeah, yeah. But actually the guns didn't. I didn't even get the guns until well after like the judgment was in like. May and May of 2016.
Okay.
And then immediately after they put this $1,000 tax on all guns, they put this assault weapon ban. I'm doing air quotes here, which said you can't have anything with a pistol grip, and then they restricted calibers again, and then. A whole bunch of other draconian stuff, and then
a political stunt, or they actually thought they could get away with it?
I think they just thought that they could get away with it, plus they have a bunch of liberal lawyers from California who come out here work for the Attorney General's office. So I think it's like a mixture of that. And then, of course, I got death threats, and people were...
Death threats?
Yeah, yeah, I actually got death threats, and there was somebody called...
For people on the island?
Well, I think it's a bunch of lefty Howleys who did it. In fact, I was confronted by one of these people at a Christmas party. We were introducing ourselves, and I shook her hand, and she goes, "Your name sounds familiar." I said, "Yeah, well, I was in the newspaper." And, well, for what? I said, "I sued the governor." She's like, "Oh, good on." And then and she goes, "For what?" I said, "Handgun legalization." And she's like, "You're an effing NRA stooge. You, all that stuff." And what there were people that actually were writing into the local paper, acting like, the gunpocalypse was going to happen, like Santa Claus was going to fly over the island with a bag of Glocks.
Yeah.
And people were going to... And you know what happened when it all was said and done? Nothing.
Nothing. Really, nothing's happened.
Home invasions went down a little bit.
There were... Let's see. There's been, five killings in the last 20 years on Saipan?
No. Actually, my friend Paul Murphy, who followed up with the suit against the registration,
yep,
which they're violating right now, so we're putting in a criminal complaint for...
I'm going to get Paul Murphy on this show before it's all over, too.
Yeah. Paul's an interesting guy. He's a former ranger, and he's a school teacher. He's a good guy.
He teaches the kids, and should he need to, he could kill any one of them with his bare hands.
Yeah, well, he's a gentle guy.
Have a plan to kill everybody in the room.
But Paul followed up with his suit, and so basically... The CNMI government passed the SAFE Act, which violates everything that the federal judge, Judge Manglonia, who ironically was an Obama appointee, they passed laws. So right now we got a bunch of laws on the books that are null and void because the federal judge has said that they're no good. So right now we've got... I would say it's better.
I gotta get a cough button in here.
it's better for gun owners than it is in places like California right now. And as I said, the gunpocalypse never happened. And but we did have several murders on this island with firearms, which Paul brought in his suit, pointing out that out of the 13 murders between the years, I think it was like 1999 to 2016, of the 13 murders, 11 were committed by police officers. And we're not talking like freeze, you're running away and, a bad shooting. I'm talking like my girlfriend's cheating on me, so I'm going to use my service weapon to enter, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a pretty big numbers. And then when you start figuring in the Chinese mobsters,
we had a problem with the Yakuza for a while, and then you have the Chinese triads here. And the fact of the matter was, is like, I could have basically broken the law, gone and gotten a pistol from the Chinese mafia or a crooked cop or somebody. I'm not saying all cops here are crooked. Most of them are good. But before my suit, you could get an illegal handgun or even a full auto AK-47 on this island with no questions asked if you knew the right person, and it would take like less than 24 hours. Now you have to have a background check. You have to have a license. It's controlled. I'm not exactly keen on everything, but I can understand for some of the people with concerns that it's better to have a somewhat of a control and a vetting process.
Yeah, I too am sort of stuck on this. Just push that microphone away from you when you have to cough. I'm kind of stuck on the same thing, because on one hand, I certainly believe that we were born with the right to defend ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were born with the right to make tools. We were born with the right to transact with other human beings. So therefore, we have the right to transact with somebody who has made a tool that we can defend ourselves with.
Exactly.
I mean, this is simple stuff. On the other hand, I do see that, what do we call them? Concealed carry permit holders. They call it mm-hmm. CCWs.
Depending on where you're at, but yeah.
So concealed carry permit holders are some of the safest people in America.
Mm-hmm.
And they carry guns, in many cases, every single day. Yeah. And they do a great job of it, and they keep us all safe. But without that little... the little test, whatever the test is, whatever the way it is that they become concealed carry permit holders, without that, where are the, then you just have to figure in every person who has enough money to have a gun and carries around in their pocket instead of having a holster and, just irresponsible with it generally. And I think that's going to, to some extent be a detriment for that.
Well, there's a lot of common sense with firearms. Like, for example, that pointing a gun at somebody is dangerous. You know that if
you're responsible for that.
Yeah, and here's like another thing too. Like that woman at the Christmas party who called me an effing NRA stooge and other names.
When in fact you are a Second Amendment Foundation stooge.
Yeah, exactly. I consider them to be my stooge because they represented me and hooked me up. But and I didn't get any money out of the lawsuit. I got a pistol.
But they took good care. They paid for everything.
They took care of me. But I didn't get any rewards monetarily. But what I think is funny is like that person who calls you the names, they come from an attitude of like, oh, you just want dead school children. Well, I was a school teacher, okay, for 10 years. I taught in the inner city. And
so you're saying you do want dead school children?
No. I want to protect those school children. I want those school children to be protected because I care. And one of the reasons why I choose to be armed is because I see myself as an ally to the police and everybody else who doesn't want to get murdered.
Dave Raddick, if you want to check out his case, you can do that. Look it up. You've got the internet, right?
Yeah.
Dave Raddick.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating and relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.